at the towards the very end of Parshas Lech Lecha, in the section where it describes Avraham Avinu being given the mitzvah of Bris Milah, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu informed Avram, names changed from Avram to Avraham, and subsequently in Perek Yud Zayin, Pasuk Tezvav, Avram Elokim al Avram, Sarai Ishtecha lo sikra shema Sarai ki Sarah shema. Her name should be changed from Sarai to Sarah. And then he says, Verachti osa v'gam nosati mimeno lecha bein. I'm going to give her a bracha, and I'll have her, she'll produce a child, a son for you. Nations will come from its own. So Avraham Avinu was very happy. He couldn't believe it. He said he's 100 years old. And so how could it be? He's 100 years old. He's going to have a child. And Sarah is 90 years old. He's going to have a child. And Avraham said in Pasuk Yirches, Vayomer Avraham el Elokim lu Yishmael yichyeh lefanecha. Remember, Avraham already had 13 years earlier, or 12 years ago, I guess, had Yishmael. And so therefore, he said, you know, I would that the Yishmael should live. You know, and so I'm okay with having just Yishmael, so to speak. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Yates, V'am Elokim, Aval, Sarah Yishtecha L'Ez L'Cha Bein. Nonetheless, truthfully, Sarah will have a child, and he'll call him Yitzchak, and so on. But, in Pesach, Yishmael Shmaticha, I'm not going to forget about Yishmael. I've heard about, you know, I've heard your request about Yishmael. I'll give him Bracha too, and so on. So Avram says to Kadosh Baruch Hu, "Lu Yishmael Yichya Lefanecha." So Rashi on that pasuk, it's Parak Yitzayin and Bereishis pasuk Yirches, Yichya Lefanecha. Rashi says, "Yichya Biyir Oscha." Would that Yishmael should be able to live and grow up and be God fearing? Right? He should live in fear of you. He should live. You know, he was like almost a tefillah, so to speak, that I'm happy with my son Yishmael if he should grow up and, you know, and be God fearing and so on. Kamali Salach Lefanai, and Rashi Lefanai, Lefanecha means, you know, and listening to and fearing God and so on and so forth.
So,
right, that kind of thing, right, exactly. Apach Chalami quotes Uncles early in the Parsha of Posse, Salach Lefanai Ve'esamim. So Lefanai means, you know, my presence of recognizing godliness and so on. So it's understood this was some sort of a tefillah by Avraham, because in the pasuk, a few pasuk later, Chof, when it says, Uli Yishmael Shmaticha, I've heard your request regarding Yishmael. I've heard what you said about Yishmael. So Targum Unkelus says, Val Yishmael, Kabili Slosha. I'm accepting your tefillah, and I'll give him a bracha too, and so on and so forth. So it's interesting, some of the Parsha and Rashi are troubled with the following. It seems that according to Rashi's interpretation, what Avram is asking for here is that his son Yitzchak should be a Yirei Shamayim. He's asking Yitzchak, which is, it sounds like a good request, but the pasuk says in Parshas Ekev, the Oren Perek Yud pasuk, your base famous pasuk, "Va'ato Yisrael, Mo Hashem Shom Ma'im Alkim Liras Hashem Alkecha Alechus Vodrochem Olavo Sol Avad Hashem Alkecha Alvochol Alshecha." We'll look at the first part of the pasuk. What is it that Hashem asks of you? So Kosov, and then what Hashem Baruch Hu wants is Kim Liras Hashem Yiras Shemayim. That's the pasuk which is the source of the mitzvah of Yiras Shemayim, being a Yiras Shemayim, Yiras Hashem. So that's what Hashem wants. And Rashi there in Parshas Ekev comments, Kiim Liroi, Rabbo Seinu Darshom Ikan, it's again, it's Varm Perk, good Pasuk, good base. Rabbo Seinu Darshom Ikan, HaKol Bidei Shamayim, Chutz Mira Shamayim. That's the famous, because all Hashem asks of you, meaning of you to do on your own, is to be Yirei Shamayim. Now the Gemara discusses it, we mean, oh, that's not so little. Yeah, but that's a little for most people. Moshe was little, he was talking. Most didn't think it was a big deal. Okay, but anyway, but the point is that HaKol Bidei Shamayim, Chutz Mira Shamayim. Right, Yirei Shamayim is not something which HaKadosh Baruch Hu forces or imposes or controls and so on. What is Hashem wants of you? What do you have to do on your own? That's not up to you. That's up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak. It's up to you. So, and Rashi there comments, and the Gemara says, Rashi is citing a Gemara. It's a Gemara in a couple places, but it's in Brachas Lamed Gimel Beis, Amar Chanina, HaKol Bidei Shamayim, Chutz Mira Shamayim. That's the famous rule, HaKol Bidei Shamayim, Chutz Mira Shamayim, on which Rashi comments, there in Brachas Lamed Gimel and Beis, Rashi says, HaKol Bidei Shamayim, Kol HaBo Al HaAdam B'Yad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kigon, Aruch, Katzel, you'll be tall, you'll be short, on the usher, be poor, rich, chacham, shote, be intelligent, not so intelligent, love on light skin, shochar, dark skin, HaKol Bidei Shamayim. Aval tzadik v'rosha, okay, tzadik v'rosha, ain't no boy Bidei Shamayim. But whether you're going to be a righteous person or a rosha, that's not Bidei Shamayim. Ezu mosu b'dosh adam, the other shalom. That was given over to each person. V'nosu on the front of stage, rachim, every person has free choice to select one direction or the other. V'hu yivchala, Yerushalayim. Hopefully the person picks Yerushalayim. So based on this, some of the Farshim and Rashi wonder, how could you interpret here that Avraham was asking that Yishmael should be Yirei Shema? What kind of tefillah is that? It's not up to, so to speak, it's not up to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Right, to be in a category, we call it tefillah shav. Tefillah shav means the tefillah has no particular tefillah. Because Baruch Hu is not going to make Yishmael be, either he's going to be Yirei Shema or he's not going to be Yirei Shema. It's up to him. Right? So what's his tefillah that Yishmael Yichel Fanecha? That's how the Sifsei Chachamim here on this parasha Lech Lecha, on this pasuk Perek Zayin, pasuk Yuches, Os Shin, Vim Tomar Veheich Yispal Yerushamayim, Ve'aminan Akol Bidei Shamayim Chutz Mirushamayim. So that's our kasha, right? That's the Sifsei Chachamim. Sifsei Chachamim wonders, to put it in simple terminology, can you daven for the spiritual well-being? May one daven for the spiritual well-being of somebody else. It's up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, right? It's a Kol B'Yishmael Yishmael. Yesh Lomar. So he answers, yeah, okay, good. Yeah, but still, yeah, okay, let's see. Siyata B'Yishmael would help, but not forcing. Go see. Yesh Lomar, the Hachi Purush, in effect, he says something similar. Lu Yishmael Yichya. The main request that Yishmael should live, right? The answer for life. That you can answer for, right? Live, yeah. Ratzalama, she's power of she yichya. Umasha kosmonecha da hana biyosecha losha mispawa zeh. Elakacham, a retov she yichya biyosecha. It'll be good. I want him to live as a God fearing person. I mean, there were two bakoshas. Harashne bakoshas. Acha she yichya. Vasheni biyosecha in yet tzaddik. I want him to live and have a good long life, provided he's a tzaddik, so to speak. If he's going to be a Rosha, so then I'm not, forget it. Whatever happens, happens. Right? He was only asking for Yishmael to live and the conditions of tzaddik. He wasn't asking because Baruch Hu should make him a tzaddik. Lu Yishmael. Right. Let's not bring that up nowadays. But anyway, it says, Lu Yishmael, Yichya. Let Yishmael live, provided it's tzaddik. That's the Sifsei Chachamim's approach to solve the problem. You see that he's bothered that you can't really, seems that you can't really have a tefillah to ask that someone else should be a Yirei Shamayim. The Maharal Prag. In the Gur Aryeh, on the same Pasuk Perek Zayin, Bereishis Pasuk Yuches, he has a different point. He says, he doesn't understand, he points out the Ramban. The Ramban discussed this. What do you mean, Yisrael, Yichel Fanecha B'Yirotzcha? Okay. The two Pesukim later, we read it, says, Yishmael Shema Picha, I've heard, I've accepted your tefillah about Yishmael. Well, Yishmael was not a Yirei Shamayim. So obviously, the Ramban cannot mean that that's what Avraham was asking for. Because the Pesukim implied that HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepted the tefillah and said, okay, I'll listen to you, Shmaticha, Yishmael Shmaticha, right? And as the Uncle said, Yishmael, Kabilis Tzloscha, he's accepted, it's Kabilis Tzloscha, Kabilis Tzloscha, I've accepted your tefillah. So, and Yishmael wasn't known as a great Yirei Shamayim, so evidently that was not part of his tefillah. That's the Ramban's objection. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yishmael Shmaticha, Yivahaisa, Bakoshit, Yichav Yishmael, Hari Zelohayim Yishmael, right? The Ein Zekasha, it's not a Kasha, says the Maral. Ki Rashi before Shaloya Mavake Sheyichya Biris Hashem. That was not Rashi. That was not Avraham's request. They should be Yirei Shamayim. Shezeh Hadavar Tolib Rishusa Adam. That, like we said, is up to each individual. He doesn't quote Kol Bidei Shamayim Chutz Mishmayim. He's saying the same thing. Zeh Hadavar Tolib Rishusa Adam Lahatos Levavo. Vechein Perush Olu Yishmo Yichya Klomar. I want him to live, so he'll develop into Yirei Shamayim. Right? The tefillah is you should live. Avraham said, "I'm asking you to let him live. What's behind my request? That he should be Yirei Shamayim." Because Baruch Hu, okay, I'm gonna let him live. What is Yirei Shamayim? That I'm not going to determine. Again, so you see, the Maral also is concerned with this. The Divrei David. Divrei David is a commentary on Rashi from the Taz, the author of the Taz in the Shulchan. So the Taz, the name was the David of Shmuel Halevi. So it's called Torah Zav. But the commentary on Rashi, the Divrei David, he quotes the Mizrachi and others. He always asks the same question, how could it be? And so on. Because Kosh Baruch only responded about the life and not the year. So, first of all, at the end, Yishmael did do tshuva. We have a tradition that Yishmael at the end did do tshuva, right? So maybe the request did come true. It wasn't Yirei Shamayim right away, but eventually he reached the level of Yirei Shamayim. So, you know, it's not a kasher from the fact that it says, Yishmael Shematicha. Hashem didn't say there'll be an instant answer, get instant results, but eventually it did happen, okay? Like Rashi pointed out in Parshas Chayisara, and so on. But he also says it's just Merames on the Yira. He didn't really ask the Yira directly because HaKol B'Yishmael Chutz Mir Shamayim. Okay, and that's not in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we see that all of these Mepharshim, at least were concerned, so they wiggle out and explain what the Avraham really meant. This same kasha is asked by the Maharsha in his commentary on the Gemara, famous Gemara in Brachos, of Yoram Al-Alf. The Gemara there says, Hanu Biryoni, the Havishim Rusid were mayor. There was a certain Biryoni, Rashi says there, Brachos, you know, preetzim, you know, wild, you know, lowlifes, hooligans, whatever, who lived in the neighborhood of a mayor, and they would bother him all the time. And they would chep him so much that he got fed up with it after a while. Have a kabar of mayor Rachmel of Kihechid Musu. So mayor they should drop dead. It bothered him so much he couldn't take anymore. So he said they dropped dead. So Amalei Bruya Devisus, his wife Bruya, the learned woman, Mervaya's wife Bruya, said to him, "My diet, why are you davening they should die? Mishum Dixil, Yitamu Chatoim, right? That's the Pasuk says, Yitamu Chatoim and Earth, saying the Baruch Hanavshi, right? Yitamu Chatoim and Earth, Baruch Hanavshi, and then the Baruch Hanavshi, Miksiv Chotim." It doesn't say that the chotim should be eliminated from the world, but yitamu chatoim in the arts, right? The sins, chatoim ksiv, okay? So you should daven that the sins should go away, that they should become religious Jews, they should become good people. Don't daven, they should die. It doesn't say yitamu chotim in the arts and yitamu chatoim in the arts. The Ode, Shafil Sefer Dekor, Rishom Oreinam, right? The end of the show, Oreinam, if you say Yitamu Chatam, Rishom Oreinam, El Aboy Rachame El Avai, El Haji B'Tshuva, Rishom Oreinam. They'll be Rishom Oreinam, because you'll, the Shadamah, they should do Tshuva. And that's what he did. Boy Rachame El Avai, El Haji B'Tshuva. So that's the famous Gemara with Bruya. It's interesting, and not everybody agrees that that's really correct all the time. We do find sometimes the word chatoim, meaning that people commit sins. Like, for example, by the rebellion of Korach, the people who brought the fire pans, the machtos, machtos, chatoim, oilu, and other psukim. So, okay, whether Bruy was right or wrong, the Milchus Elazar, the Mokashra has a sefer called Divrei Torah. It's a collection of all kinds of different things on different subjects, random stuff, thoughts of his, and so on that was put to writing. He's a very harif, I mentioned in the past, very sharp. So, he said, everybody accepts this statement in this Gemara, like Bruya, like was a lachon shmei sinan. Maybe she was wrong, maybe she didn't have, maybe her mayor was right after all, not, whatever. Anyway.
Feels better.
Yeah, right. Anyway, so the Maharsha over there in Brochus, Yoram Al-Alf and the Chushar got this right. I discussed this a little bit about Chatoim and Chotem and so on, but then he says, he raised the question. This question. All right, what do you mean? V'yesh la'ayin is that? Tevadai ba'odem ha'vakesh rachmal atzmo lachzir b'tshuva. A person can daven for himself because that's part of the process of him working as Yerush Shemayim is to daven for divine assistance, right? Dafa gav da'kol b'dei shomayim chutz mir shemayim. Even though Hakol b'dei shomayim chutz mir shemayim, Hari Amru Gemar Makas b'derech shon wrote to the Molichanos. So, where a person wants to go, that's where he goes, right? Because Baruch Hu lets you go where you want to go. But I wrote to the Tar and the Sion Lo. We're in Yumalam and Tetzel Meit. Whoever you know, wanting to tire, so they will help you, right? B'zeh hamavakesh rachamim al atzmo lachzir b'shor reiz b'chal wrote to the Tar. So we understand, and after all, don't we say in the davening every day, Hashiveinu v'lasar tzecha, v'karveinu v'lachav tzecha, v'rochav v'rotze b'shuvu, we all. But that's a person for himself. A person can certainly daven for his own Yerush Shemayim, because that's not a contradiction to the principle of Kol B'Dei Shemayim Chutz Mir Shemayim, because it's in your hand. That's part of your Yerush Shemayim, right? It shows that you're serious about it. That's okay. All right? But Avolavakesh Rachma Chaveiro Lachziru B'tshuva, Kasha, but to ask that someone else to do tshuva, that's a little difficult. Mat yoa b'kashoso, har amru l'kobede shamayim, etc. etc. So sha'ana mispawa nachas v'nachas b'shuva shleima lo kasha. Okay, kol kachem z'ukola z'atma, yeshu yashu, there's a kasha, they can answer with a kasha. Interesting. In other words, the Marsha leaves us in a question. He says, because it's really in the category we call tefillah shav, to daven for somebody else. Again, for my own Yerush Shamayim, that's part of my Yerush Shamayim. But what do I know what's going on in this guy's? I should daven that he should become a Yerush Shamayim. That's not up to Kosh Baruch Hu, Kovid Shamayim, Chutz Mir Shamayim. That's, and the Marsha kind of leaves it. It's the same question between Steve Mepharsha and Rashi, and the Marsha doesn't connect it, but we're connecting them. It's the same issue. So I thought that one could answer, that ultimately, maybe it's true, as Marsha said, it's not so possible you can daven with someone else's well-being, but perhaps once your child is different. Once your child, maybe that's different. There is a Yalkut Shimoni in Tehillim, Ramez Top Shin Chokhtaz, Tonabe Eliyahu. Ma'isa b'kohen echot sherei shamayim v'seiser. V'ayel asorah bottom isha achas shishas harma arba nekevas. It tells a story that a man had 10 children, 6 sons, 4 daughters. V'chol yom ha'mispar ha'mishateach. He would daven and prostrate himself and literally lick the dirt of the ground and so on. K'dere shalo yovo echam el de avera. Daven pleaded with God that none of my children should become over avera, b'li de daven b'chor, do terrible things and so on. This was when the Jews were in Babel. Just that same year, Ezra brought the Jews back from Babel. The Ela also a coin, and that coin is among the Jews who came back. He got to be 50 years of descendants of Kohanim and Kohanim Gedolim and so on and so forth. And then etc. So you see from that message that this was considered a praiseworthy thing. The guy every day pleaded with HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the spiritual well-being of his children. So I think one could argue that for your children it's different. Okay, have with me the Rabbeinu Yonah. So in addition to the Shari Tshuva, which people study around the Sefer Tshuva time, so the same volume often printed with the Shari Tshuva is the Sefer Yiran, the Indian, some called Higeres HaTshuva. Higeres HaTshuva. So in Os Ayin Tes, he talks about women davening, and he says, Tehei Isha Zihira Lispalo Erev Okor Tzorayim. Women should daven 3 times a day. Over so tefillah also, ye ikar tchinat tachnunel al bonel ubnoseh shiyu yirei shamayim. You're right. The ikar tefillah of the woman should be for her sons and the daughters yirei shamayim. Bishu bonel matzichim etarish v'atzlochan Torah and so on. Okay? And this is something she should daven. And similarly, it owes pay. Kishinos tenes tzedokah, when she gives tzedokah. Tispalel ba'osah shal b'yadayim nekishu b'nei yirei shamayim. When she gives tzedokah, she should have in mind that her children should be yirei shamayim, matzlichen b'torah mitzvahs, and so on. B'nei shetfilah so adam nishmas b'sho'o sho'os ha'mitzvah. She's doing another mitzvah. She's doing another mitzvah tzedokah. It's a good time to daven, and so on. Right? Again, he tells her davening for the children. And pay bay. Kol yomim she'isha hara, when a woman's pregnant, expecting a baby, tispal al tomid, she'havlad yirei shamayim, v'chacham leiv, v'masliach v'tor mitzvahs, and tiftach el tamil aniyim, and so on and so forth. So, you get the idea, for this Rabbeinu Yonah, that it's proper, the woman, the mother, should daven for the spiritual health, the spiritual well-being of the children, just like we daven all the time, that we should have children to be physically healthy, to daven for their spiritual well-being as well, because the tefillah of a parent, you know, it's very, very powerful. That's how the Sforno writes. And Parshas Vayetze at the end, when Lavan catches up to Yaakov, Yaakov's running away. So anyway, Lavan catches up. They have a whole discussion. They make a tree, and he kisses his children goodbye. And Parshas Vayetze, Vayetze Parakalamid Beis, Pasuk Aleph, says, Vayashke Lavan Mavok, Vayinashek Lavan Avonoso, Vayvarach Hashem. And so the Sforno there comments, he says, Vayvarach Hashem, Kvar Omru Alti Brichas Hedir Kalabanecha. Lavan was not exactly, he's giving brachas, but never mind. Okay, Lavan spoke to his children. Shabirchas of Asher Abana b'chol nafsho b'li sofek roi shetochol yoser. That's the type of bracha that's going to be chal, the bracha for a parent or a child. There's nothing that matches that. Therefore, it's appropriate for a person to daven for the well-being of his children. Mr. Brewer writes, Shulchan Aruch says in our Chaim Sim Kuf Chav Beis, Siv Beis, at the end of the Shmoneh Esrei, we say, Yul Arot Zorim Eifi, Ve'egim Ve'elech Hashem Tzuvah Goali, and Shulchan Aruch writes in Kuf Chav Beis, Siv Beis, Ein Nochan Omer Tachnunim Kodim Yul Arot Zorim. And that's why most of the Zorim prints correctly. Right after you say, Baruch Hashem, Yisabah Shalom, you say right away, Yul Arot Zorim. Then you can say all the Tachnunim, or Kana Tzorim, whatever else you want to put in, and then Nochan Omer, again, Yul Arot Zorim. He said, all right, you say Yul Arot Zorim right away. And if you want to say it again, then you say it again. That's what we do. So Mr. Brewer there, in Sivkot and Ches, right? Of course, he talks about that the Yulavatzim begins with the Yulavatzim, ends with the Yulavatzim, with some significance to that. But then he says, Koso Chai Adam, Nachon v'roi l'chol Adam l'ispal b'chol yom b'yichur al tzracho. You need parnoso. V'shelo yomush haTorah mipi v'zaro v'zera zaro. V'shiyu kol yotzei chalotzav ovdei Hashem be'emes. V'o shelo yimtzei chalotzav psul b'zaro. Okay, and so he says you should daven for the well-being of your children, physically, parnoso and atzlocha, but also that they should be yirei shamayim, the milk psul. And he says, That tells us the Talmidim. B'chol, v'ena yodel daber tzachas rosh hakodesh, yom rana apel rosh hashkanaz, whatever, he's for hashkanaz, whatever, Yiddish, English, whatever your language. If you can't say it, you can't express the thoughts so well in Hebrew, good, to say in whatever language you understand. Okay? And he says, really, this is better to, if you're going to say a lot of these tefillahs, he says, it's better to do it here, because there's another place you can insert brachas, and that's in Shomei HaTefillah. He said, the problem putting in Shomei HaTefillah, you have all these requests, and you'll fall behind. You won't you be up to Kedusha, you won't be able to answer. So therefore, if you put it over here, you can pause for Kedusha. Okay. Like we do with the, the Yom Kippur, with the Hashamas and everything. After you learn something, say all the Hashamas and Al-Khaiz. Anyway, you see from this Mishnah Berurah also, that so that's what it seemed to me, one could answer on a simple level, that it's okay for Avraham Avinu to daven for Yishmael. He can answer very simply. Maybe this taka will akol b'dei shamayim chutz mir shamayim. It's true, and it'll therefore be a tefillah shav. But when it comes to your own children, that's different. Now, if they're saying, why should that be? Why should it be different? So again, I think because the children, brachah, that was an extension of you. It's really your own tefillah. This is what you want, because this is it's your own. It's part of your own yirah shamayim, so to speak, is to be able to pass it on to your children. So it's not divorce. If it's some stranger, or even honestly, a friend of mine. But it's not my ASIC, so to speak. I hope it's for him, but it's not my department, so to speak. With my children, it's my department. It's a reflection on me. So maybe when it comes to children, that's why that's different. That's a possibility. The question is, do we assume in general, okay, so children exception, do we assume in general like this concern, again, the Marashah raised the concern, the Warren Brochus and the Mepharshim Rashi raises, but, to what extent do we really assume if that's true, that you can't daven for the spiritual well-being of somebody else, leaving out your children? So there's a lengthy chew on the subject from the Shalos, who's Miel Stocke. He was lived in the late 1600s in Prague. Lived in Prague. He was related to the Maharal. He lived 50, 60, 70 years after Maharal, but I think it was somehow related to Maharal. Tshuva's Meil Tzedakah. So the title of the Tshuva is Simen Zion. This is Shalos Tshuva. Is Lahachzir Poshim Hamakishim Bore Olam B'Tshuva. He tells a story. Shalos. Be'ir Izmir. Yotza Echad Midoso L'das Acher. A Jew, unfortunately, became Meshumet. He left the religion and he went to a different religion. V'lokach gal came imo b'no ha-koton. And he took his child with him, to become a Christian, whatever else the other religion was. Muslim, I'm not sure. Ismail, I guess, I'm able to become a Muslim. But anyway, Nistapku Shom, Imushoim Achem Lispao of Shachzu Hashem Lavaroso. The people who were friends of his and associates who were upset, obviously, by this turn of events and this change of heart religiously, they wanted to daven that he should be, Kosh Baruch Hu should bring him back to the fold. Kosh Baruch Hu should be Machzir Mitzvah. Retain believer or soon betrue shlema or soon betrue shlema. I would say, okay. The question is this something right or wrong and so on? So he says it's not so partial because on one hand it's like he says the Mexican tefillah shav. It's an empty tefillah, has no toilas. Okay, we shall call b'dei shamayim chutz mir shamayim. You're not allowed to daven for something where there's no toilas, right? So when the Gemara gives an example of tefillah shav. You hear there's an explosion or you hear something happen in town and say, boy, a mispallah shouldn't be, it happened already. A mispallah shouldn't be my friend or my child. That's a tefillah shav, happened already. It's not going to change, right? It was already. So anyway, to hear too, it's like a tefillah shav, right? Because the Kovid Ishmael chutz mir shamayim. Shemosu Hashem l'mchiret anoshi. Not teaching a person. But second of all, it's also isn't it interfering with Kavshi Rachmana. I mean, this is a relationship that a person has with a Kodesh Baruch Hu. If a Kodesh Baruch Hu wants and a person is deserving, a Kodesh Baruch Hu will work it out. It's not your place. It's almost like not your place to. But now that's not as simple, because you could argue it's also not your place to when somebody's sick physically. You could say this is the same thing. He's sick spiritually. So from that perspective, what's the problem? Just like I'm being spoiled for somebody who's physically ill, I'm being spoiled for somebody who's spiritually ill. So that part of the question is not as powerful. Anyway, he talks a little bit about Chiyus Chavshis, and perhaps he suggests that maybe, even though, HaKol B'dei Shemayim Chutz Mir Shemayim, but, and this is what I thought, he doesn't really say it, but I think it's what he might mean, even though at the end he leans against saying, but it seems to me to make a lot of sense, besides your children, besides doing it for your children. What you can ask for is HaKadosh Baruch Hu to set the board up a certain way, set the table a certain way. Yeah, at the end of the day, it's up to the person. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu could arrange things in this person's life that he's sort of being pushed in that direction. At the end of the day, it's his decision. Now, you can use that in general as, as understanding the old question about free will versus divine foreknowledge, right? I mean, Kadosh Baruch Hu knows what's going to happen, so what happened to free will? So one of the examples that what some use, Rabbi Kaplan has an example, is like if you play chess against a grandmaster. So at the end of the day, what moves I make when I'm playing chess, it's my decision. All right, I move the rook over here, I move the knight here, the pawn over here, that's my decision. But the person who's the grandmaster I'm playing against, he's going to set the board up. He'll be eight moves ahead. And he's going to set the board up that he knows exactly what I'm going to do. Did he force me to make that move? At the end of the day, it was my decision. But the board was set up in such a way that I knew I was going to move my pawn over here, and he's going to move there because he's someone who moves ahead. He's going to get me and entrap me, checkmate. Right? That's how expert, the chess masters play, right? They're seven moves, what, five, six, seven, eight, 10 moves ahead, and they figure out all the different options, and they set up the board in such a way you fall in. You were forced to make those moves? You're coerced? No, you weren't. So the Milstokis says, maybe that's what it means. She says, L'fama HaKadosh Baruch Hu mate halev. He tilts somebody's heart in a certain direction, right? He has psukim like this and so on. Sometimes the person suffers yisurim, right? Certain people are inspired to become a Baal Teshuva because they undergo whatever hardships in life. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, again, at the end of the day, it was that person's decision to respond that way. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu kind of moves that for both for good and for bad. It gets for bad like we have with power, right? He hardened his heart. It was at the end of his power's free choice, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu set it up that way. Or and the pasuk says, "Nobi basirosi leva evnim sarchem." I'm going to remove the stone heart from within you, right? So there's eshbaruch alechem. So many things like this in Tanakh that he mentions. Okay, and he says when we daven ourselves, we spalim chol hashivenu. Okay, so that's because when I'm opening the door to myself, but it doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to be others will do it for you. And he mentions that even Moshe Rabbeinu himself, okay. Did not daven that the people should, right, all the times that Moshe daven for the Jewish people, right, to this avera, that avera, he did not die, he said Hashem should forgive them this home, but he didn't daven that they should do tshuva. The first step that's made by the person, so that's another thing, it's maybe if the person starts along the way, then you can daven that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should ease the way for him, and so that's something else, but the person would have to make the first move, okay? Anyway, sheets, there's a thing. It's enough time to make the sheets.
The actual scar
what's that?
The
I mean, if somebody else, I don't know. Not necessarily. I don't think so. It could be, but because he was helped along.
Yeah.
Look, the fum tsara ago, the harder you have to work, the greater the maybe. Maybe. Okay.
Do you have any of this, or do you have anything to lose?
Well, you have to lose in the sense of it's a tefillah shops. You're
right,
not supposed to do that.
Death,
you're not supposed to do that. Yeah, right. Anyway, so he has a number of other, other possibilities. He does mention from the Arizal. He says, "Shatziva lachacham echad sheyotza b'no midaso." So a certain Talmud Chacham, one of his children became non-religious or became a shuman or whatever, he said he should have in mind when he says the bracha of Hashiveinu about himself, he should make a hiratzon that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should accept my son to do tshuva and all that. So, but again, that hammers home the point I said before, that it's different with your child because it's part of your bracha. Maybe that's different. Okay, maybe Aval Benoah, he mentions that also. But here, he said that maybe with this situation he was dealing with, where they took away, this father became a Meshumadi, he converted to another religion, he took the son with him, he can daven for the child, okay, but maybe not for the father, okay? And he has other points as well. Anyway, that's the Milstokke, he then refers to Gemara, which I'll say in a second. I just want to read to you, though, at the end, just to show that, so the Milstokke, he seems to lean like the Marashah, that it's not so simple to say you can automatically daven for the spiritual well-being of somebody else, okay? But Moshe Feinstein, and it's Shuvah Igros Moshe Orachayim Chelik Dalad Simon Mem. Chelik Dalad Simon Mem. He writes an Os Yud Gimel, a collection of random shalos asked by Rafaim Greenblatt from Memphis. Rafaim Greenblatt was a rabbi in Memphis, was a big Talmid Chacham, wrote many volumes of shuvahs himself, many, many shuvahs. He had many interactions, and many shalos were sent to Moshe Feinstein, quite a number of shuvahs in there. Igros Moshe written to him. So this is one of the whole series. So this is Chelik Dalad Simon Mem, of Aruch Chaim Chelik Dalad Simon Mem, Os Yud Gimel. Petrilus Bruria, right? This Bruria's thing, Sheshuvah Arusham B'tshuva. So he said he's not so, he quotes the Marsha, and it's what happened to Akobi Shemaim, Chutz Mir Shemaim, Okay? So he says he thinks it's a dochak to say that that was the actual prayer that they should do tshuva, because that's a kovid shema, because mishma avot zorach lomar shatfila haisa shelo yema nisyonos. Is the, again, smooth the way for them. The tefillah was not they should become Bali Tshuva. That's the tefillah show. It's not up to Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kodesh Baruch Hu. That was not what Bruria meant. That you should daven, they should do Tshuva. That, it's not in your, not, you don't do that. Rather, daven, they should have lives which allow them to recognize Elohim Nisonet, or Mele Yashuvu. So why would they, why would these wicked people, why would these hooligans or bums, probably because of Choser Parnosa, social problems and financial problems, you know, today drifted, you know, their life was difficult. They drifted, you know, over the dark side, so to speak. However, to daven that a Kodesh Baruch Hu should, you know, ease their lives, or Yazman Shishmu Divrei Musim and Hashem Tzadikim, work it out somehow that these people should meet up with a tzaddik and be wowed by him, and you know, they should meet somebody at the Kol Samarav, tell them, take them home for Shabbos, whatever, you know, set up the circumstances. That's what I think. That's what Moshe is saying. Okay? That certainly you can daven. Okay? And Zei Yosei Nochem. So maybe you can't daven directly they should do tshuva, but you can definitely daven, it seems that Moshe is saying, you should daven that they should have the circumstance should be such. That's what I said before. The board should be set. The table should be set. That things will work out, that they'll be inspired. Okay, you know, you send it to Eretz Yisrael for you. Let them go. Send it to a place where they'll be inspired. Things along those lines. It also works out. There's a Gemara in Brachas. There's a Gemara in Brachas about Chom Chesel Beis, where the Gemara is Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai was ill and he was dying, so Talmidim came to him for a bracha and so on. Just a second. Anyways, I don't see in front of me. Just a moment. Yeah, Kishachol Abiyachman Zakkai, Nichnasu Talmid of Levakom. Abiyachman Zakkai was, you know, on his deathbed, his Talmidim came to visit him and so on. That's why he's in Brothers. Okay. And Amalur Rabbeinu Barchina, they asked him for a bracha. So he said, Amalam, you also should say, Mora Shamayim Aleichem. You should have fear of God like you have fear of man. And they said, really? That's all? Yeah, that's enough. That'll work. All right. But anyway, sounds like he was giving a bracha. He was davening for the Yerushamayim. Okay, with the Yerushamayim. So the Marsha over there says, same kasha, I akobi the Shemayim chutz Yerushamayim. So what it means is, again, they should do things to get a Kodesh Baruch Hu, you know, to smooth it over for them. You should be merit that a Kodesh Baruch Hu should. So that's how they get out of it. The Milt Stoker refers to an interesting Gemara. The Gemara appears in Brochas Nun Zayin of Beis in the Yerushalmi, but it's in greater detail in the Medrash and Rus Rabba Parsha Gemara, so in Beis and also in Yerushalmi Brochas. And Paraktesi, yeah, very towards the end of Halacha Aleph, talks about places where they own the Avodah Zarah, and now you eliminated the Avodah Zarah. So you got rid of the Avodah Zarah. So I'll read from Yerushalmi. Okay, it says, Mokom Shenekra, Mimena Avodah Zarah, Omer Baruch Sheokar Avodah Zarah Maritzena. In Eretz Yisrael, you should make a bracha. Baruch Hashem, we got rid of this idolatry from our midst, from our land. Okay? And even if it happened only one place, not in the whole land, you should say, Baruch Sheokar Avodah Zarah and Mokom Hazeh. Okay? And then you should make a tefila. Let the hearts of those who serve the Avodah Zarah come back to serve you. So there's a discussion whether you say that in Chutzlarts, where mostly people worship idols are goyim, or it's just Eretz Yisrael, where unfortunately the idolaters are Jews, right? Could be. But in any event, you see from there, and the Gemara discusses, you're diving for a mispala of Avodah Zarah. Aren't you diving for a love of Avodah Zarah? Okay, so Yochanan said that based on a post in Koheles, Perek Tes for Adov, Kimi Asher Yichuvar, it says, A living dog is better than a dead lion, right? A living dog is alive. It could be a puppy, you know, a chihuahua, whatever, a mighty lion. But the lion's dead, okay? So, in any event, this is, and that's what the Medrash in Rus Rabbah, even though I posted it in Kohelis, but the Medrash in Rus Rabbah, Kimah Sheikhubar, it's a play on words, it says Yibuchar. Anyway, so based on all these sources, so I have a statement here called Ma'olos Yitzchak. Moros Yitzchak is written by a contemporary Talmud Chacham, whose name is seen here. Anyway, so he has an essay on this whole subject where he brings some of these Ma'amakomas, as I mentioned here, including the Medrash and Rus Rabbah and the Gemaras, and also says that, you know, there's the kind of, he has a whole section of the Zohar. I'm an expertise in the Zohar, so, but I have a whole section of the Zohar. Also says you can daven for somebody else. In any event, but you see that perhaps you don't daven directly, but rather you do it in such a way that the tefillah is on something else that makes that happen, so to speak. Okay, the truth is the Rambam himself in Perek Yud of Hilchos Brachos, Halacha Tes, writes, Haroeh Mokom Shenasu Nisim LiYisrael. Let's say you see a place where there are miracles happen, so like Kigon Yamsuf, where they cross Yamsuf, you know where it is, where they cross the Yarden. You say certain brachas and so on, Shenasu Nisim LiYisrael Mokom. Is there? Okay. One of the brachas, towards the end, the Rambam says, Mokom Shenekom of this Kachom Im Be'eretz Yisrael Mokom Shalakar Akom Artzenu, and Chutzar Shem Mokom Shalakar Akom Akom Zeh. The Omer B'shtehen, Kashem Shakarta Mimakom Ze Kakta Komakomos Vitoshiv Levo Dam Love Decho. So you can say that tefillah. Now, again, one could argue Avodah Zarah is a different category. Okay, maybe Avodah Zarah is different. It doesn't do it. But in any event, it looks like the Rambam leans in that direction. In addition, it's a very fascinating comment from the Mabit. Okay, the Mabit was Shai Detrani. Okay. We have Harry Yosef Detrani, the same family, who wrote the Kiryas Sefer and the Rambam. It has Tshuvas Kulshal, Tshuvas Mabit. So he has a Machshava work called Beis Elokim. So in Beis Elokim, Parag Yud Dalad, he discusses the famous statement that HaKadosh Baruch Hu desires the tefillah of the tzaddikim. Because the Gemara asks, why was it all the Imahos, including Sarah, they were Akoros, the Tetzola, except for Leah, but Sarah and Rivka and Rachel all had trouble conceiving, having children. So why was that? So it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the Tzadikim to daven. So he says, Oh, Tzarek Liyashem, HaZesh, Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Abel, what does that mean? HaRei Tzadikim is Pala Chayom, Erev Oka Vitzarayim, right? They're the ones who instituted the Tzilas. Avraham went to the Shacharis, Yitzchak went to the Micha, Yaakov went to the Mar. They're davening. What do you have to add to the Tzaris for? They're davening anyways. What's the issue? Okay? Avraham Avinu, Ashkem Avraham Abokal, Mokal Sha'amad Sha'am, and even before he took his born, so on and so forth. Okay? What does that mean? Lama Omer Sha'akadosh Baruch Hu is Avel, Tzvah Shem Shol Tzadikim. So what's the Mabit says? He says, Va Omer, Ki Tfilas HaTzadikim HaTadira Hi Al Anche Doro Lo Al Atzmo. Okay, they're davening for the sake of the people in their community, and not for themselves. The whole tefillah of tzaddikim, the Chavor who wants, the tefillah is not for themselves, right? But they should daven for other people. Okay, kikol tefillos lo ala doro lo ala atzmo. All right. So, and the idea is that the tzaddikim should daven, obviously, not only for the physical well-being of the people of the time, but also for the spiritual well-being. So that's how the Mabit mentions it as well. I mentioned Rav Moshe, who seems to be more concerned about this problem, and therefore he says that Breuer did not say that they should do tshuva, but rather that the direction should be smooth over for them to do tshuva. But in terms of other gedolim, let me read to you from the Kaf HaChayim, the great Sardi Pasuk of Yosef Chaim in Arachayim Simon Kuf Yud Tes. That's where it talks about inserting personal requests into Shomei Atzila. So in O Zion, he writes, Mitzvah lo Kuf Yud Tes, Arachayim, O Zion, the Kapachayim, Mitzvah lo la Adam lispala al Rishayim kadesh yachzu lamutov, below your consul again. Okay? He said it's a mitzvah. Okay? It's a mitzvah that they should do tshuva, that people should daven, that the Rishonim should do tshuva, and so on. And again, in this paper, Maharaj Yitzchak, he quotes from numerous places in the Zohar, okay, that is mitzvah al Rishpala Rishonim, that's what he's quoting from over here, and he has a number of different places in the Zohar where it says this, you're not allowed to daven, they should be punished, and things along those lines. So, One second. In fact, he quotes that even in the bracha of Elamashinim, which is a bracha for the destruction of Rishayim, we spoke about that once, that the bracha of the destruction of Rishayim, it really is the first thing should be that the heresy should go away, and not the heretics, so to speak. The heresy, same thing like Kaburiya said. But it's interesting, the Chazon Ish, can I read the Chumash for a second? Or the Chazon Ish, this is in the addenda, the very back of the volume, thank you. The very back of the volume of the Chazon Ish on Orach Chaim, after all the Hashmatos, after the addenda, the post-addendum addenda, refers to a Pasuk in Parshas Devarim, I'm sorry, Parshas Chanan, which says the Perek Hey Pasuk Chovov.
You're asking for the same thing, just the back door.
In effect, but you're not right, but it's really to set the circumstance, that's what I think. Perek Hey Pasuk Chovov. Okay, me Yitain, this is after the description of Mamad Har Sinai, the Jewish people said, listen, Moshe, you can go speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let us know what he says, we're too scared, and so on. So me Yitain, Hashem said to me, Ba'am Hashem Elai, Shaman, hey, Pasuk Hafei, Ba'ishma Hashem is called the Rechem Adab Hashem Elai, Ba'am Hashem Elai, Shamati is called Dira Mazel Shadib Elecha, Hitivu Kol Hashem Iberu, me Yitain, Ba'ayol Avom Zelo Hamlu Yiro, Sivu Shmor has called me to Sa'a Kol Yamin. Would that they should have the same level of fear of me and so on forever. It sounds like it was Baruch himself. It's, you know, so again, that's what some pointed out. That, yeah, but Moshe didn't do it. Moshe didn't daven because Baruch himself said it. But me came a hell of all of that. But the Chazon Ish says, Hamakom Baruch, and this it says Gilyonos Michomish. It's written down in one of the Chazon Ish's squash on the side, I guess, maybe. Put it over here, the back of the Chazon Ish in the Orach Chaim. So he says, Dorm Hechavav Miyitein Atpazuk. Hamakom Baruch Hu Meniach HaSvichu Yad HaAdam. Because Baruch Hu leaves free choice in the hands of a person. Aval HaAdam Rashai LaAchriach Esrei'eu LaVarosai Yisbarach Bein B'Kriya Bein B'Pisui. You, a person, is allowed, don't you believe in trying to influence somebody to do tshuva, bali tshuva, to be a mekarav rechokim, and so on. That's also this week said, right? Avram is mekarav megaris ha'anashim, and so on, megaris ha'anashim, right? That don't we have an obligation to try and show people it's right, and so on, right? So there, we have the right to try and encourage, urge, inspire, force other people to do, you know, to serve our Kodesh Baruch Hu, bein b'kviyah, bein b'pitu, whether it's stronger force or just this, you know, pizza is winning them over, smooth talking and so on. The law of it bitul abechira, that's not nullifying bechira, came with a maisa also bechira, okay? Because in the end, it is bechira, b'chol Yisrael ki yishachod, okay? So what this pasuk means is, mi yitain, sheyiyah bein tzadikya hador mishtablim lekarev leiv kol ha'om lavodoso. Would not, would that they should all do tshuva, okay? Would they should all be God-fearing? Would that the leaders be able to inspire people, okay, to inspire people to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Aval HaMakom HaKadosh Baruch Hu Eino Nosem Aliv HaSakim Dibkein LaYisach Adav Abruach. Okay, Amram, Im Yesh Mispal Lefon Av Yisbach HaLakiru Tulos Nishmaz, so then, you know, that feeling can be heard, and so on. So that's, again, it's different than Ramosha. Okay, Ramosha Feinstein, again, we read before, so you can't really dive in for the, you know, the Ramosha's language was, Ramosha's language was, he said, again, the side thing. Don't test them. Give them, you know, smooth ways. They should, you know, have no trouble with Parnasa and have them exposed to someone who's a powerful speaker and so on. But Chazon Ish seems to be going further. Chazon Ish seems to be saying, no, you can actually daven for it. So you see that there are different strains, so to speak, different directions in this thing, in this point. Now, what's interesting is, just to finish up, I saw in a paper called Chametzelos Hashon, which is a contemporary Talmud Chacham in Eretz Yisrael, Rav Mordechai Kalbach, okay, writes in on this sedra, he quotes an essay, I think it's from his father-in-law, Akiva Kista, I don't know what it is, on this question. He asks the same question, it deals with the brief, so it's not going through these Talmud Chachamim, except for the one in Brochus with Rameir and his wife, and those Bionim and the Mar Shor. So he quotes from Chaim Kanievsky, he said, Kosar Gano Chaim Kanievsky, Shlitun, I quote this sefer, the Chazon Ish. He's looking at the Chazon Ish, okay? He tells you, look in the Chazon Ish, and he quotes the Chazon Ish, and he quotes the Gus Moshe, Nechal Kosi Chazon Ish. But then he mentions something else. There is a pasuk in Parshas Vayechi which says, "Perk Memches of Bereishis Pasuk Obeis." Vani osati lecha shem echad shem achar alchecha ashal akachtem yada amori becharbi uvekashti. I'm going to give you, Yosef, a double portion. Remember, that's in Ephraim Manasseh, a single outline. So I'm going to give you a double portion of the land which I took, Becharbi uvekashti. So the famous Targum there says, Becharbi uvekashti means what? Bitzlosi uvevausi. Like Tiskabel Tzlosan uvevausam. Becharbi uvekashti, Bitzlosi uvevausam. Charbi means a cherub, a sword. Okay? Keshkashti is a bow and arrow. Right? So, it sounds like a military, the land which I conquered with my sword and with my bow and arrow, but it really means with my tefillah. So there are different interpretations. What is Charbi and Kashti? Why is that the image used for tefillah? I'm interrupting myself. Rav Soloveitchik once said, because there are two different types of tefillah. There are tefillahs on immediate needs, and there are tefillahs on long-term needs. A cherev, a sword, is used for close hand-to-hand combats, right? You don't stand 100 yards away and throw a sword at somebody. Not really good. Okay, sword is the answer. That's representing tefillahs for like a sword. I mean, right now, I got a problem confronting right now. A keshes is used from a distance. Right, you stand over here and the enemy's over there. You fire the bow and arrows at him. So for a long distance. So that's for tefillahs for long term. That's what Soloveitchik. But the Mishnah Chochma over there has a different interpretation. In Perek Memches Pasuk Beis Bechabi Bekashti. There are two different types of tefillahs. There are the fixed tefillahs that we have, and there are the personal tefillahs that a person has. The person, so he says, you know, cherev, he said a cherev refer, and that's what he says, slosan of osamim. Okay? He says a person can make up his own brachas, his own tefillahs and so on inside if he wants to. But he says, slosi, which is cherev, that's Seder HaTfilah Kavua. That's the fixed tefillahs. And that's like a sword. The sword, you don't have to have that much care, and you just know what you're doing, but you swing the sword, it does damage. Okay? And that's the tefillahs that are the daily tefillahs for the daily needs and so on. Bow and arrow only works if you aim it very carefully. If you're slightly to the left, you miss the target. Slightly to the right, you miss it, right? With a sword, you're not going to miss your target. You're swinging at him, he may get out of the way. But again, you know, you can hit him without it. So he says, a tefillah which is kavua, so to speak, requires less kavana. In fact, we paskin that if you daven the Shema Esrei without kavana, you're yotze anyway. Perhaps the first brach is different. Other than that, you're yotze anyway. That's like the cherem. But tefillahs which you're adding, those have to have kavana. So says Moshe Chochma. The Rebbe Soloveitchik says something very, very similar. So this author of Chametz Hasharon says as follows. Same idea. He says, right, he says, he says a little differently. A sword has the capacity to kill with its own, just by its sharpness. Okay? Even without you swinging it too hard, because it's so sharp, it can, but a chet, the arrow, is only going to work if you aim it and you fire at the target with a certain amount of strength. You just throw it at somebody, just tap somebody with it, it's not going to kill them. Okay, a sword can kill someone, just poke them with it. Right? So he says as follows. So a mayor, daven for these people, right, to the tshuva, he spalai mitzvilah kavua shetik to anshek nagadola. Ubezeh shapir shayach tefillah af binyanei yoshamayim. Behov, yesh bakoch mitzar atzma. Tefillah which chazal and mesakim, those tefillahs have koch by themselves. They work in ways which we don't understand. Okay, it's not a matter of my kavana. Therefore, I can even in the course of regular tefillah, I can in the spala have in mind even for the Yiras Shamayim of somebody else, because those tefillahs have efficacy even in ways that I don't even understand myself. Okay, holy is makom with atzma. All right, and he said that's a tefillah, but a bakasha stam, just to make a bakasha, please let these people. That you can't do. That won't work over there because ain shayach ma'achad kovid yeshan chutz meshan. That requires. That depends on my kavana. But my kavana, I can't say a tefillah that's a tefillah shav. It's a self-contradictory. A tefillah for somebody else, that's a tefillah shav. And when a tefillah depends on my kavana, then you can't do it for something where it's a tefillah shav. But when a tefillah has certain, you know, whatever it is, letters and whatever Anshei Kavanah had in mind, the tzuf or shemus, whatever else. You know, Sotarka had in mind, that can work on anything because not my kavana that matters. And that's what he suggests. Perhaps that's a different thing. But Rav Avinu was mispalo, right? And that's what says the Targum Unklos when it says Ulishmael Shmaticho. Targum Unklos, we start at the beginning. It says Ulishmael Kabbal Tzlotzcha. That's his Kabbal Tzlotzcha. That's the fixed field. So that's how he suggests perhaps the difference. So ultimately, Loreno, it's not so poshut that you can daven for the spiritual well-being of somebody else because of Tetzilah Shalom, Kodesh Rachus Rishwaim. I suggest that if some of them will still commence the possibility, it's different when it's your child, because that's you. That's an extension of yourself, and you can certainly daven for your own spiritual well-being, right? So you can daven with children, that's part of you. Or the suggestion that what it means, like Moshe Feinstein says, that it means you're not davening for the Yerushalayim, but you're davening for the circumstances. A few said that, right? The circumstances will be set and fixed in such a way. And others say that we're not as concerned about this. We do our part, right? That's what Chazon Ish seems to say, that that it's okay to daven for this, but like the Kaf HaChaim says, you can daven that Rishon shouldn't be devil is or anymore, that's okay. Just like you daven with somebody who's sick, you can daven with somebody who's spiritually sick. And perhaps the Chavetz HaShon says, there's a difference, are we doing this, incorporating this into the regular tefillah, or is it a private tefillah, a private rakosh that a person is making on his own? Perhaps a different lies over there. There's some insight in this question of davening for the spiritual well-being of somebody else. Okay, wish everybody a good Shabbos. This is the Shabbos by Sophie Series and Official.